What would you do with your life if you knew you couldn't fail? If you had all the money, all the time, all the knowledge, all the resources that you needed, what would you do with your life if you simply knew that anything was possible for you? My name is Christina Karlsson, founder of global Swedish design and inspiration brand Dream Life, and author of the book Your Dream Life Starts Here. And I love exploring these sorts of questions to inspire people like you to chase your own dream life, whatever that means for you. Many years ago, I wrote down a dream on paper that would one day bring Swedish design to the world and create beautiful, inspiring, and meaningful products that would bring sparks of joy into the everyday lives of millions. Now that I have achieved that dream, I want to leverage everything I've learned to help you dream big and to create a global movement to inspire 101 million people to transform their lives and transform the world in return. Each episode will dive deep into the power of dreaming and share real insights and practical ideas that you can use immediately to build a dream life of your own, whatever that means for you. Hi there, and welcome back to another episode. I love the feedback I got from the last episode, The 12-Hour Walk by the amazing Colin O'Brady. If you haven't listened to that, highly recommend it. Can't wait to hear if you decide to do the 12-Hour Walk. You can do it whenever you want. So let me know in the Facebook group, the Dream Life Podcast free Facebook group. So this week has been a little bit challenging for me for a few different reasons. Life tends to throw us some things along our way, even if we live our dream life. That's life. And I know that's the same for everyone who is listening. Sometimes all we need to do when going through a challenging time is just to go through it. I love the quote by Winston Churchill, "When in hell, keep going." But there are some things that always helps to make you feel a little bit better when things are tough. And for me, this includes a walk in nature or a run or a yoga class, talking to a friend, do some journaling, and lots of self-love and self-care. But this week, I tried something different, and that is what I wanted to talk to you about today that perhaps you want to try as well. We just dropped a new journal at the Dream Life store. It's a bucket list journal, which I absolutely love. And it's just a simple guided approach to creating a list of things that really matter to you that you would love to experience or achieve in your precious lifetime. My favorite part and what I want to talk about today is to spend some time basking in joy and gratitude by reflecting on and listing all the amazing things you have already done in your life, which is what a reverse bucket list is all about. So what you do is you create a list of experiences you have had and things you have accomplished that were significant and extraordinary in some way for you, big or small, purposeful or random. It's a list of things that make you feel proud or made you feel fully and beautifully alive. And recalling the memories of your feeling as you do this exercise is really important to help the experiences really come alive, and that will help prompt new ideas for your new bucket list and things you want to do in the future. So to do this, scroll back through your diaries, your social feeds, or look back through your photo albums on your phone or perhaps in old photo albums to prompt your memory as you do. If you are a journaling person like me, you might want to go through those as well. And here is something very important. Significant moments, experiences, or accomplishments comes in all shapes and sizes. Do not compare yourself to other people as you do this, and do not stop yourself adding things you worry might be too small. We're all very different, and our differences are to be celebrated. And I think when I did this exercise this week, the small things are actually the beautiful things. The important thing is what you add to your reverse bucket list are things that are meaningful for you and you alone. It's a beautiful exercise I know you will love, very much an exercise in mindfulness as well as gratitude as you reflect on the many wonderful things you have done. And doing it will have the side benefit of increasing your happiness. Research shows that revisiting positive or meaningful experiences from the past, like the time you backpacked in Europe or saw a beautiful sunrise in nature, increase your happiness and can help overcome loneliness, boredom, and anxiety. Think of it as an exercise in creating a playlist of your greatest hits and memories. And if any ideas pop up for new experiences you want to add to your bucket list, you can just add it to your bucket list parking lot in the journal if you're using our journal. But regardless of what you're using, jot them down and make sure you come back to them later. I want to finish off this very short, but hopefully really powerful episode with a beautiful quote. Enjoy the little things in life, for one day you will look back and realize they were the big things. I can't wait to hear what's on your reverse bucket list. So let me know in the Facebook group. I will add a link to the show notes or just go to the Dream Life podcast Facebook group. Have a wonderful week, and I will be back with another inspiring guest next week. So I'll see you then.